known each other since college, and there's obviously a very rich history you have together. How much of that did you tap into? Because story is also very integral in your music, certainly. And you know, given this has been your life's experience, talk about how you may have tapped into that with your primary characters.
Yeah, well, my wife Ivy is has been kind of upgraded to a first class capital M muse at this point, because she did literally inspire the creation of a character, which is kind of step one, right? That's like you're supposed to do that. And she inspired so much about that character, the way that that character speaks and acts. And it's a very, very strong link there. Real people played an important role in this. One of the key characters is this granduncle Harry of my protagonist, and he was based on my father-in-law, Ivy's dad, who unfortunately passed away 4 days before the book came out. And then other real people influenced it. And I played a role in it, too. There's a piece of the protagonist that came from my own experiences. But, yeah, the relationship became important. But the thing was, when I started it, here's the thing. If you have a story that's inspired by real people, you have to be ruthless, right? And I knew I had to be ruthless. And if at a certain point I thought it would be a better story by just axing things from our life and just like, take that out of there, it's not working, I would have done it. I didn't want it to just be some kind of private love letter that only one person would understand. It had to stand on its own as a story. And so it drifted away a little bit from Ivy. But the thing is, as the story was revised and revised again, it actually drifted back. And I think towards the end, I wound up incorporating more of our relationship, and that made the story richer. When I saw opportunities in our real life relationship that could make the story seem more true. So it all came back. In the end, because I'm a nerd and I'm a little OCD, I actually gave it a number, and I say that she's about my heroine is about 70% Ivy, and my hero is probably about 40% me, 35, something like that.
Ivy, were you happy with the way everything turned out in the final version?
I have one complaint. Yes, one complaint.
We're going to demonstrate this one. I know what she's going to say.
Yes, he does. Okay.
You should see this.
Wait, here.
Oh, wait, no. All right. Okay, all right,
tell him. I am really short!
It's true, she's a head shorter than me, and I'm pretty short to begin with.
And Meg is not that short.
She's half
that. Really pisses me off. Outside of that, I love her.
There's a reason for that, actually. It's because I'm not a good enough artist to do the theater of, like, if you do close-ups of the two of them, I didn't want, I couldn't get them both in frame, and so half a head is easier to frame. If I was a better artist, it would have been awesome to have her be a head shorter than me.
Short people are underrepresented.
It's true.
Media.
It's true. Yes. No, it's true. It's true. So yeah, I screwed up there. But otherwise.
Otherwise, she's awesome.
Yeah. There you go.
And how do you see the state of comics today in America in terms of opportunities for young artists, in terms of obviously television and film? Where do you kind of see, I know it's a big question, but if you can sort of truncate it for the group, where we sit today, is it looking good? I mean, it feels there's been not just resurgence, but part of popular culture, accepted when it's not just kids reading comics anymore, you know, at night with a flashlight. It's become part of our cultural experience. You're part of it, obviously, but how today, what sorts of opportunities do you think exist today for up-and-coming artists?
Well, there are a few components to it. First, there's the whole revenge of the nerds thing that Chris was talking about, like the fact that, you know, there are all these movies and nerd culture has kind of taken over, and all of a sudden Comic-Con in San Diego is like this gigantic holiday for America or whatever. Okay, so there's that stuff. But then there's also the growth of the graphic novel movement and the idea of that people are increasingly understanding comics' potential. They know that comics aren't always, you know, literate, or, you know, deep or moving or brilliant or artistic masterpieces. They get that, but they also understand that comics has potential as an art form, that there's no reason that blank page can't yield something wonderful. That's all we wanted to get across. We didn't want people saying all comics are automatically great, but at least we wanted them to recognize the potential. And I think the graphic novel movement has done that, and now we have so many wonderful graphic novels out there. We have this growing shelf of really classic, interesting graphic novels out there. So that's the one thing, the graphic novel movement. So you have the Revenge of the Nerds, you have the graphic novel movement. But also we have the web. And the web has totally turned things upside down, because now a young artist, like you mentioned, can't be buried anymore. This is no small thing. When I was young, when I was starting out, if you weren't favored by the distribution system that was out there, by the retailers, by the publishers and the distributors, if you weren't doing the sort of thing that they were already looking for to fill their shelves, you could be buried, you could be rendered invisible. That's not true anymore. And now the web has allowed a tremendous amount of diversity of content, and anyone who wants to do any kind of story, or any sort of a person who wants to do any kind of story, can do so and be seen. And now the retail community is doing that too, and you see a tremendous amount of diversity here on the shelves. And here in the bookcases, it's no longer just the guys in tights, even though still popular superhero comics, some of which are quite good. I like Hawkeye. You know, there's some good stuff out there. okay, so there's that. So we've got the graphic novels, we've got the Revenge of the Nerds, and we've got the web, okay? Any one of those things would have turned things upside down. But then there was manga. And manga, which a lot of people kind of look their nose down on, the invasion of Japanese comics, was really important for one key reason, and that is millions of kids were sitting reading these things cross-legged, these translated Japanese comics. Barnes & Noble and other bookstores all around the country 10 years ago. Those kids are growing up and they're making comics of their own. And a lot of them are making all-ages comics, and they learned some key things from manga, and now there's this amazing all-ages movement which is bringing millions of kids into comics, most of whom are girls. And that's changing the balance of the industry and the readership. And I actually have a standing bet that by 2024, we're going to have a majority female industry, because this is such a powerful invading force. I've compared it to the wildebeests in Lion King, that, you know, like coming over the hill, or like in Mulan. I can only think of Disney references. Or Mulan with all the Huns who were, you know, historically inaccurate and weren't in that part of the world or whatever. But you know, just it's this massive cavalry charge of young readers and new young adult authors, and it's just changing the nature of comics. So all these different movements all together are changing the way people make comics in North America.
So it's a good time. It's a healthy time. Everything. Listen, when you're writing this book, do you have an audience in mind? Because I was thinking about it. I'm 53 years old. We're about the same age. And I totally understood it on a certain level. But it struck me that a young reader could read the romance and see a different sort of arc. Everyone here, I think, could have a different interpretation. Did you have a certain audience in mind? Because it felt like a very broad base, which is not normal to write a book. If I write a travel book, I know there's a certain kind of traveler in mind that's going to take that book, hopefully around the country, and visit places. But something like this felt like it was broader based and would appeal to different age groups, depending on where they were at in life. Did you have an audience in mind?
Well, even though the story, it's a little harsh, it's a little morbid, it's a little death-obsessed, this story. But at the same time, I did see it as a general audience sort of a thing. Not general audience as in for general audiences, you know, like take your kids, not like that. But general audience in the sense that this is what I picture as sort of the missing mainstream. You know, like to me, this is a mainstream comic. This is like, this should sort of be the kind of storytelling that, well, sure, anybody can do that. You know, like you tell a story, it's a page turner, it propels you, it has themes. I was just trying to do what for me should be a no-brainer. All comics should have that at least, right? And then they can, you know, take that, you know, basic tool set into any number of directions. So who's my audience? I mean, clearly a lot of different readers, but there are some sort of key readers in my mind. I like the idea of the high schooler. A high school teacher told me that he really desperately wanted to assign my book, but he can't because there are boobs in it. Like he could have gotten away with it with a few F-bombs and all, but there's boobs, he can't assign it to his high school students. So one of my ideal readers is the high school student that is told he can't read it in class. I know that I would love him to get a hold of it. I would love people interested in art and interested in expression to read it. Of course I would like regular comics readers to read it, and anyone interested in the form and storytelling to read it. But I like the idea of it waiting there for readers as they're sort of working their way up the ladder of, you know, as they're moving into, you know, things like Neil Gaiman and Fables and Saga. I would love this coming in there. And I hope that people who are just interested in graphic